What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And again, if you go to the top of whatreallyhappened.com, there's that gray box with permanent articles up there, one of which is my ClimateGate article. And one of the videos that is linked into that article is the Great Global Warming Swindle, which is a wonderful documentary pointing out how the evidence argued by the global warming crowd is a joke. And they're committing fraud. And the reason they're doing that is they want to impose their will to redistribute wealth so they do not feel inferior because other people have made money they only dream of having, but either are too lazy to work or lack the talents to earn the money. That's really what it's all about, redistribution of wealth. It's not fair that you've got a bigger house than me. It's bad for the planet. And, you know, Marxism was founded on this, where you had doctors should earn no more than a trash truck driver. And by earning more, you're suppressing others, even if you try and help them. That's their agenda. So we're facing this crisis for the Marxists who've usurped climate as the new excuse to end the freedoms that were once guaranteed by the Constitution, we generally refer to as human rights. And they're becoming this force that immediately attacks anyone with their agenda intimidating politicians around the world. It's a modern communist revolution taking place. Otherwise, why would they have kept up with it for so long? Why would so many people be involved in what is such an obvious fraud? They really do, the liberals really do want this utopia, what they think is a utopia, where everybody is equal, nobody has a moral compass, you're allowed to pretty much do whatever it is that you want to do. And, you know, everybody shares all the available wealth. Well, you know something? Go back and study your history, because it didn't work in the Soviet Union, did it? They wrecked the place. Shouldn't be thinking about doing it here. It's just amazing here. All righty. Let's see. We talked about Brennan already. There's a channel called YouTube Analyzed, and they're creating a database of all demonetized words and explaining how it works. And there's a link to it from the main page at whatreallyhappened.com. And yeah, we've got to start exposing this stuff. You know, Marxists don't want us sharing ideas with each other. They don't want you reading about ClimateGate and how human-caused global warming is a joke. You will believe as we tell you to believe here. Anyway, the World Trade Organization Monday formally authorized the United States to impose tariffs on about $7.5 billion, with a B, worth of European exports annually in retaliation for illegal government aid to Airbus. It's just how you become prosperous, how you make money, how you have a successful economy, how you have a successful country is really very simple. You make the best quality product you can. You sell it at the best price you can. Competition is good because it stimulates increasing quality and decreasing prices. That's how it used to work. That's how it did work in this country. So many years. Now we have all these giant monopolistic conglomerates like the Microsofts and Apple. And that's why they don't care about the quality of the product. It's not like we really have much of another choice out there. I mean, yes, there's Android. It's amazing. A little more feedback on that Project Veritas reveal, expose, if you will, on CNN. And apparently the CNN leadership has already decided that Elizabeth Warren ought to be Democratic nominee next year. They've forgotten about Pocahontas. They forgot about I was fired because I was pregnant. They just say they like her a lot. That's it. That's how we're going to choose the next leader of the United States of America, is likability. Apparently over in Spain, they've had a court verdict on the Catalan pro-independence leaders. Stimulated some protests as well. And apparently, over in Paris, firefighters are protesting the live streams. The world is protesting. It's amazing here. All righty. Yesterday we were talking about how Snopes, which bills itself as a fact-checking website, and it really isn't. They've been caught in so many goofs. Right now, they're not even doing the fact-checking agenda. They're pushing anti-Trump, pro-globalist, left-wing agenda. It's a full-court press trying to get you to buy into this stuff here. Municipalities are going bankrupt everywhere. They're all out of money. A big part of that, of course, is going to be the cost of supporting all these illegal immigrants. How could a government make so many mistakes and just wreck this country, which I'm in agreement. At one point, we were the greatest nation on earth. We certainly aren't anyway. And I wish HBO would bring back that The Newsroom miniseries that they had there, especially that first episode where the Will McAvoy character comes on out and says, we're not the greatest nation. We've lost that, because that's the truth, absolutely the truth. All righty, so parents are concerned if their children's schooling will fail to prepare them to survive in a high-tech future where the economy is driven by computers. And they're absolutely right, because right now our public education system is all about political indoctrination. You'll believe in global warming. You'll believe liberalism is good. You believe in the gay children's hour at the library. By the way, the guy that did that turned out to be a convicted pedophile. Our educational system is, in fact, failing our kids. That's probably another reason why so many of these H-1B visa workers are getting into the United States. The local talent pool, they know what they're supposed to think. They don't know how to think. So I think that, yeah, science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, that's where the future is going to be for all these kids here. You want them to be a truck driver their entire life. And those are all being automated. There's a problem you got to think about. All the future jobs that might be out there and might be gone by the time that your children get out of school. They're automating the trucks. They're automating the cars. There's really not a whole heck of a lot left for ordinary human beings to even do anymore, except borrow and spend and borrow and spend and borrow and spend and spend. Now, apparently, latest polls are showing that Trump is winning over the never-Trumpers. The Democrats and the media continue their downward spiral. And I would ask you all to take this latest Project Veritas videos and share them everywhere that you can to remind everybody of why CNN is unreliable. All righty. Apparently, 911 dispatchers are about to join the ranks of district attorneys using closed-circuit television cameras to monitor the public. Last week, Central Square Technologies announced they're working with Genetic to turn 911 dispatchers into an arm of the surveillance state by giving them real-time access then to more than 30 million CCTV cameras. I don't know about you. I don't like spying. I'm a very private individual. I'm not doing anything. Why do you need to watch me? What I want to know here. Oh, I can see the feminists getting upset over this next one. Cornell University did a very simple study. They went out and they talked to a bunch of women and they said, what's more important to you when you're considering, you know, a male partner, looks or money? Most of them said money. So Cornell concluded that most women are gold diggers. Not all, thankfully. Apparently over in London, Extinction Rebellion, which we reported yesterday, is actually paying protesters to be out there in the streets. Okay, they're defying the blanket ban on climate protests, and they're saying, we're acting on behalf of life. Use that excuse, you know, for anything. We're here protecting whatever. All righty. Let's see. Here is a good example of creeping urbanization, if you will. This is taking place out in Moab, Utah, and it's an immigration-driven overpopulation nightmare. And this guy's writing this article saying, for over 40 years, my wife and I enjoyed our visits to Moab, Utah, and Arches National Park, which if you've never been there, it is gorgeous. It is really gorgeous. So this year, during their bike tour around America, they stopped into Moab to find a living, breathing nightmare come true. In a little town of just 5,200 people, developers constructed motels to hold nearly 10,000 beds. They somehow either bribe, extort, or simply overpower the Moab City Council. Money, money, money. In a city that can only handle 5,000 people, developers overwhelm everything with motel beds and then flee the area to spend their money. Now, Claire and I actually saw this when we lived in Washington State, because where we lived was very, very rural. But toward the end of our stay there, it was being turned into what was politely called a bedroom community, where they were basically taking these farm fields, converting them into housing plots, charging a bloody fortune for them. And it just started getting crowded. Getting back on over to Spain and Catalan, apparently their largest single tourist provider, Thomas Cook, has collapsed. It's stranded 100,000 tourists. Can't get home, can't get out to the hotels or whatever. And Spain is launching their first bailout of its huge tourism industry. So it's... Anyway, Paul Craig Roberts is out there reprising his article on how the oligarchs will deliberately crash the system to get rid of Donald Trump. And I keep wondering, why? I mean, I know he's anti-globalist, but as far as everything else his opponents wanted, he's given them everything. He's given them the wars. What is it that they're just so upset with this guy? Alrighty. Here's an interesting little article, and it's kind of a gray area, but I'm going to share it with you anyway. This is from Ethan Allen, and says it's time for patriots to declare war on Antifa terrorists. And I think this article was tripped off by the fact that a woman was simply sucker punched by an Antifa activist, if you will, seriously hurt. But basically, Antifa is acting as an international terrorist group. It operates in many European countries as well as the United Kingdom. And Antifa is only part of a much larger spiderwork of anti-American terrorist groups, all founded and organized by Barack H. Obama and run via the central organization known as Organizing for Action. And there is a lot of violence out there, and I'm sure that George Soros is involved with some of this stuff. But yeah, we really can't tolerate this kind of behavior. So let's see. Last Wednesday, Trump says we're getting out of the endless wars. And then on Friday, the Pentagon announced deployment of 3,000 to Saudi Arabia. Apparently, over on CNN, Adam Schiff was being interviewed. And Virginia Cruda from the Daily Caller said that CNN guest Linda Chavez criticized House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff during a CNN panel Sunday, saying that he'd caused himself a lot of problems with regard to the impeachment hearings. And yes, he has. And so has Pelosi. They have not handled this in accord with the Constitution or the Bill of Rights. And I think the reason that Adam is now taking this attitude, that you, the American people who, after all, pay for all of this, you have no right to look at the proceedings anymore because it's not holding up. It's coming apart. This whole impeachment thing is blowing up in their faces, as well it should. So, apparently the Russian Navy is holding military drills off the Syrian coast. The Russian Navy's missile frigate Admiral Makarov held a gunnery exercise in the East Mediterranean. Ship Commander Captain Second Rank Anton Kuprin said on Monday, I remember one time when we were still living on Oahu, and they were having an artillery exercise that could be heard all over the island. And I had to call a friend of mine who's in the police department and saying, I'm hearing all these explosions. Are we being invaded? And he said, no, it's an artillery exercise. But apparently Russia is modernizing their navy and they're preparing for a new flight test of the Zhukov cruise missile. This is a hypersonic anti-ship platform that will hit speeds of Mach 9 and perform complex in-flight maneuvers. This is going to be something America's defenses can't shoot down. The missiles are capable of engaging targets at ranges of up to 1,000 kilometers, unrivaled by existing anti-ship platforms other than the subsonic Chinese YJ-100. Oh, and by the way, they're still having problems with those elevators on the Gerald R. Ford. Can't get them to go up and down, and it's the aircraft elevators and also the ammunition elevators. So, Iran's President Hassan Rouhani has said they have video footage of the Iranian tanker being hit by at least two rockets in the Red Sea off the coast of Saudi Arabia. It sounds to me like Rouhani is really pushing that this came from Saudi Arabia, but I wouldn't leap to that conclusion. Saudi Arabia's got nothing to gain by getting into yet another war for the United States. They've been fired from them. Unless you've got fragments of the rockets, you really don't know where they came from. Could have come from a Russian submarine. I'm sorry, from an Israeli submarine. And, of course, everybody's still worried about those nuclear weapons that had Cirklic. That would be a heck of an ace hole card to have. Remember over in Fort Worth, there was this ugly, ugly incident over the weekend where this police officer shot a black woman inside her home, killing her. He resigned the police force. They've now arrested him for first-degree murder, as well they should. We'll be right back. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443.
OMG! People are jumping on board to the Life Change Tea Regiment. Brew, steep, and drink for a gentle, taste-great cleanse. It's changing how they feel. See what everybody's talking about. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea aids in digestive slowdown and helps people get moving down a healthy path. We won't make claims. We'll just let you decide. Experience is much better than a commercial anyway. If you want results, log on to GetTheTea.com and purchase your Super Strength Cleansing Tea. You won't be disappointed. And if you're looking for some mind-body suggestions, go to YouTube and punch in the search bar, Health Matters Now. That's Health Matters Now. Put power into your health now. So, GetTheTea.com, that's GetTheTea.com for Super Strength Tea. And YouTube, Health Matters Now. That's Health Matters Now for valuable suggestions. GetTheTea.com, the tea that makes you go.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what's really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And apparently, Fox News fired Trey Gowdy over this report that he was getting involved with Trump's legal defense team. And now we're hearing that there may have been nothing to that report at all. It was somebody's idea of fake news. And it's amazing how dirty things are in corporate media. And, you know, I shouldn't be surprised. I worked in the entertainment industry for a lot of years, and I saw a lot of really ugly, ugly stuff. So anyway, let's see. So Trump has hit the Turkish ministers with sanctions. He's raising the steel tariffs. And so far, the reaction's been kind of lukewarm. You know, when you overuse a weapon, like a sanction, after a while, people just stop caring anymore. A lot of people are still talking about that bogus story where ABC News aired footage taken at a Kentucky gun range like some years back, and they aired it claiming that it was Turkey's military bombing Kurd civilians and it was all the fault of Donald Trump for pulling the U.S. forces out of Syria. Okay. Yeah, Antifa sucker punched female Trump supporter leaving the rally in Indianapolis. All right, so let me go back here. Apparently, tonight's Democratic debate was fiery. They took the gloves off. Fireworks flew. We'll have to look at the replay of that when we get back there. And let's see. Giuliani says he's not going to comply with congressional subpoenas. As the U.S. pulls out of Syria, Russian forces swoop in. Okay. Pardon me. Okay. White House issues plan to lift long-standing logging limits in Alaskan rainforest. Oh, is that going to make the liberal environmentalists happy? All righty. It's irrelevant. So, getting on back here. Apparently, France is now going to roll out nationwide facial recognition ID. And you can say a lot of things about Amazon, good and bad. And unfortunately, or fortunately, actually, where Claire and I now live, it's a long drive to anywhere. And so we're finding ourselves ordering more and more of the stuff that we need that can't be acquired locally on Amazon, like some of the stuff that the movers wrecked in her office. Okay, blooms of potentially toxic algae have become more intense over the past 30 years thanks to climate change. Actually, no. What it is farm chemical runoff. And there's a story that comes on out here, and it says, fertilizer runoff overwhelms streams and rivers, creating vast dead zones. Everyone always talks about sustainability. We're going to do How about sustainable farming? And you start by getting rid of some of these chemicals. So, I think we already talked about this. A dealership in South Carolina has this epic auto sale bundle. Carlos Garcia from The Blaze reports a car dealership in Honea Path, South Carolina, is offering everyone who buys an automobile an American flag, a Bible, and a voucher for a Smith & Wesson AR-15 rifle. Sounds like a really sweet deal to me. One of the things I like about this neighborhood that we're living in now is there's a lot of American flags. They're proud of their country around here. Okay. Still talking about Jeff Epstein. Trilateral Commission, the Council on Foreign Relations. We're never going to find out all that was going on over there. But we do know that Ghislaine Maxwell apparently has now been traced down to Brazil to a resort there. They never should have let her out of the country. Apparently, Edward Snowden has gone public about some of the nastier things from Joe Biden's past. Way to go, Edward! Now, here's an article, and apparently there's this professor of marketing science director, Ehrenberg Bass Institute, who's saying that he's changed his mind. He was wrong about global warming. It's not really happening. Climate change always happens. It's not our fault. We'll be right back after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Mm-hmm. Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, this check is wrong. I worked a holiday and 7 hours of overtime. Not getting paid correctly is a real pain. It could also hurt our boss if our company provides out-of-compliance checks. That's right. Construction companies doing business with the government can get fined, or officials of the companies can go to jail if the checks aren't right. It's a law. The Davis-Bacon Act has 30 compliance issues for every check. But there is an easy way for construction companies to be in compliance. EMARS offers Compliant Client, a web-based system that finds and corrects all 30 of the possible out-of-compliance check issues. Users of Compliant Client report an 80% savings in time and money. Running a weekly payroll usually takes about 5 minutes. All 15,000-plus clients of EMARS have never had a legal compliance issue. Plus, they sleep better on check day. Contact EMARS at emarsinc.com or call 480-595-0466.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do just what I please.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And again, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Interesting little article came on out talking about a possible mandate for electric vehicles. And as you know, you've got your regular gearheads and your ethanol proponents versus the electric car people. Now, it's probably going to surprise a lot of you. I do think electric cars are the wave of the future. I'm opposed to a mandate. I'll make the decision what car I'm going to own and when I'm going to own it. I mean, unless the government wants to give them away for free. And right now, there's a lot of cars sitting, brand new cars that they can't sell sitting on lots. I got to start thinking about giving those to the American people, the legal American citizens. But the idea here is that whatever is going wrong and the government doesn't know how to fix it, well, they'll just issue a mandate and say, yes, you're going to buy this by this year. Which is all well and good, except there is still a big gaping hole in the whole electric vehicle phenomenon. And that is, where's the electricity coming from? It doesn't just appear magically out of thin air. Somewhere off on the horizon, there's a nuclear reactor or a coal or oil-fired power plant. If you're lucky, you've got a waterfall, hydroelectric. And right now they're trying to encourage electric vehicles with free charging stations, but they're not going to stay free. Nobody's just going to give that away. That's the part that's missing. And until a clean, reliable, renewable source of electricity to keep those cars running comes along, it's an idea that sounds good, but it really isn't. All righty, let's see. Apparently, the CEO of Theranos, who was promoted by Obama, Clinton, Biden, has just gone broke, and her own lawyers are jumping ship. She's learning the hard way that she was just a front. That happens a lot, too. I mean, look at Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Okay, article I'm looking at here. Apparently, Twitter has decided that they're going to come to the defense of their good buddies over at CNN because, according to stats, over 200,000 people were tweeting about Project Veritas with the hashtag ExposeCNN. But when James O'Keefe would start typing expose into the Twitter search, it would give him search results for things like expose Fox and expose James O'Keefe. So he looked into it, and there were about 60 people tweeting about expose James O'Keefe. So in other words, Twitter is trying to censor Project Veritas. Twitter wants to decide for you what you're going to see and what you're not going to see. And what they don't want you to see is the fact that CNN is biased, that they have an agenda. It's time to reread 1984, go back and hunt down that wonderful movie with Richard Burton. And God, I'm blanking on the guy who played the High Chancellor in the V for Vendetta movies, that guy. Anyway, say again? Yes, John Hurt. There's a story, and there's even a movie about it, where John Hurt got cancer, and apparently he had a horse who also got cancer, and they both got cured, covered, and they made a movie out of that as well. I forget what it was called. All righty. The future of Syria and Venezuela are being played out simultaneously and in parallel. The origin of these conflicts is the strategy of the Pentagon of destruction of the state structures. I was talking about this earlier in the program, where the U.S. agenda has been for years now to go into other people's countries and muck about with their legitimately elected governments. And as a matter of fact, if you go to, there's a quote, I think it's quite appropriate right now. It's at the top of the main page of whatreallyhappened.com. And it's by Henry Kissinger, who said, and I quote, "I don't see why we need to stand by and watch a country go communist due to the irresponsibility of its people. The issues are much too important for the Chilean voters to be left to decide for themselves." And this is what led to the overthrow of socialist president Salvador Allende in 1973. Now, here's the situation that's going on. Those voters wanted to vote themselves better lives, while the money junkies wanted to simply vote for more loot and more plunder and greater riches for themselves. That's really what the war is about. Now, at heart, I'm an old-fashioned capitalist. But if I am forced to choose between socialism and fascism, I'm going to go with socialism. I don't want to have to make that choice, but I have been thinking about it. Okay, apparently, let's see, story out of an Investment Watch blog. The corporate media is committing active sedition marching America into impeachment and nullification of the 2016 election. And I read another article the other day that said that may actually be the plan to get Donald Trump out of the Oval Office, declare the 2016 election completely irrelevant, and install Hillary Clinton without even having a new election. All right, we're going to take a phone call here from David in California. Aloha, David. Thanks for calling in. What's on your mind?
Who's your daddy? How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing okay. It is so cold here.
I'll bet. You know, it's probably 70 degrees. You're just not used to it.
It is, in fact, you said, turning the little dial. It's actually about 44.
Ooh, it is cold. Hey, I just wanted to make a correction here on something you said about 5 minutes ago about the debates, because you said, hey, the gloves are off, they're really battling it out and all that stuff, and it hasn't even started yet.
Well, apparently I'm getting a report.
Go ahead.
When does it start?
Starts at 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 Pacific.
Okay, so that would be 7 o'clock here.
No, it'd be 8 o'clock. Well, are you in Central?
Yeah, we're in the Central time zone.
Okay.
The border between Eastern time and Central time is about 5 miles that way.
I don't love it. Oh, man. You know, it just you caught me off guard because I really want to watch it. I popped some popcorn and get a hoot out of it. And I hadn't even popped popcorn yet, so it made me a little nervous. So I went over, I checked CNN, and they're not showing anything yet. So I just wanted to make sure that people knew that it's...
All right, well, I made a mistake, and I misread the time. But there was this story that was put up on Apple News, you know, saying what to watch for in tonight's debate. And apparently there is somebody out there who just has an inside track on what's going to be happening.
Well, I mean, you know, it wouldn't be that big of a stretch to think that they're going to take the gloves off and stuff. I mean, how could they not? But I just wanted to make sure that people weren't missing it for those who are trying to make popcorn right now.
Well, definitely I'm going to go home and I'm going to watch this one.
Me too.
A lot of times I don't bother with the debates and everything. But, yeah, it's time for there to be a shakeout.
Boy, no kidding.
And see what's happening. But apparently, right now, Liz Warren and Joe Biden are tying in the polls, and that's why Bloomberg is talking about coming back in.
Yeah. Well, you know, and of course, Buddha, whatever his name is, had mayor experience, too. I don't know. Does that count?
Well, I don't think he's made the headlines that Bloomberg has. You know, but Bloomberg's got a lot of his own money. That he can throw into the mix, as it were.
Well, I hope I can hear you guffaw all the way from Hoosier Land there, and I'll be listening.
All right. Well, it will be an interesting show. What can I tell you?
Then tell Claire hello for me. We really miss her on Fridays.
Okay. Well, we had to leave my office and my studio to last, but it's going to get done this weekend. I'm actually going to be using this setup to broadcast from our domicile tomorrow to make sure everything's working. But we've hired a neighborhood kid who's going to come on over and just help get things unpacked. And I'm just praying, even though I'm an atheist, that that big computer of mine and its monitors all come up and it all starts to work here, because we did lose and have wrecked a lot of equipment in Claire's office. And it is. This has been a horrible experience overall, and I'm just ready for it to be over.
Well, I am too for you. I really feel, we feel your pain, and thank you. And you sound great, man. I hope you're feeling as good as you sound, because you really sound wonderful.
All righty. Okay, apparently John Steadmiller says it's 73 degrees outside. Okay, unfortunately, sometimes these buildings, because of all the insulation, they're actually colder inside. But, you know, that's why I'm wearing the Stargate jacket. And like I said at the top of the show, we had somebody who just sent us these two beautiful heavy winter coats. They're actually too heavy to wear now. But, you know, coming from Hawaii and everything, all we had was I got the Stargate jacket, and I've got this old Stunts Unlimited jacket that fits Claire perfectly, and that's it. So, you know, we're settling in, and like I said, people are sending us clothing. All right, we're going to let you go, David, here, and go back to Tom in Florida. Aloha, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Mike, good day to you. And real quickly, yeah, you know, I was listening to this Chucky Smucky Schumer today, and he's talking about Trump as being, the delinquent, dereliction of duty and all that, dereliction and all this. As president, I'm saying to myself, and I'm hearing the other idiot, Democrat, I mean, the guy from, Oregon? What's his name? I can't remember. He's a heavy set guy. And, Wall or something. They're talking about Trump's dereliction of their duty. Michael, what about these sanctuary cities that these Democrats are allowing to happen? The border being invaded. You talk about dereliction of duty. Schumer should be locked up with handcuffs. The key should be thrown away. Trump should have the feds go arrest all these senators for allowing the dereliction of duty, never doing anything about immigration.
Yeah.
Nothing. And why
I absolutely agree. You know what Chucky Schumer is saying, when Chucky Schumer says dereliction of duty, it means Trump isn't killing the people that the military-industrial complex think ought to be dying right about now.
That's so correct, Michael. And, you know, that's why I love your show, because you get to the point when it comes to this real nonsense. And the real nonsense is, you know, yeah, we talk about something we don't agree on, but most of the time, 90%, like with Dustin, I agree with a lot of Dustin. But look at the state of New Jersey. Look at New York. These people are controlled by, they're like robots. They have to kiss butt to those Democrats that are socialist Bolsheviks that are running those states into the ground. I mean, those states are running into the ground. California.
Yes.
It's disgraceful. And you got Schumer saying the president of the United States is doing dereliction of his duty, and you got that big Pelosi in San Francisco. She's worth $48 million. Well, hey, Nancy, why don't you take $40 million and feed all the homeless over there and buy them all brand new igloos to live in, Nancy?
Yes.
Buy them those fiberglass houses
that would be
they
a
got
good
over
tip.
There. I mean, you got these
you know,
lying
the,
Democrats. Yeah, go ahead, Michael. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, you know, it's very angering that people who genuinely are trying to help, certainly the homelessness situation, and they're actively being opposed by the city government. You know, that guy who was out of his own pocket building these little tiny shelters, and the city of San Francisco just said, no, you got to tear them all down. They don't follow the rules.
Absolutely. Michael, I want to make a correction for yesterday's show. I called in. I said the guy was a family member, I correct myself. He was a neighbor. I found out the guy that shot the five people at the dinner table, he was a neighbor. He wasn't a family member. He was the neighbor. It was like he lived in an apartment building or something with them, so I'm just correcting that. But getting back to what Schumer and the Democrats are allowing with the board, Michael, they won't even give Trump a $2 billion, but here it's already caught on OAN. I was watching OAN today. It's $208 billion already been spent this year on these illegals. For medical care, for health. I mean, who's kidding who? And these people are not being arrested. These people are dereliction of duty. The Democratic Senate, the Democratic Congress, and even the Rhino Republicans and the Rhino House members, the ones that are now following the rule of law, they should be put in jail. These mayors, these people allowing this invasion. I can't believe nobody's been arrested. You know what? Dustin's right about that. I don't see anybody getting arrested, even with this Mueller crap. That lame brain Mueller. What they were accusing Trump of Russia collusion. The only one who got arrested was Manafort and what's the other guy? The general, the colonel, whatever. You know who I'm talking about. What's his name? Can't think of his name right now. I guess it's easy his name. Irish
I'm
name.
Blanking.
But anyway,
after 3 hours of radio, my brain is on puree.
Yeah, I tell you, I go and blank with him. I know Manafort and whatever his name. You know, but anyway, these guys went to jail, lost their fortunes and all that, but the Democrats, nobody loses a fortune here. Biden's son's not saying he's innocent. He didn't do that. Hey, how are you making $1 billion, buddy? You were kicked out of the United States Navy for doing cocaine possession. 2 days later, you're working for the Ukrainians? Who's kidding? Biden's the biggest hypocrite there ever has been, that guy. You know, he's bumbling on everything. And you know what? This guy's 77. He'll be 78 years old if you were to get into the White House, and Bernie will be 79. These guys are almost 80 years old. They can barely remember who their name is. And you got Pocahontas going around
You've got Jimmy Carter was out there the other day saying there has to be an upper age limit for the presidency. And I would argue that should apply to Congress as well. We need sharp, humane, you know, smart people who, you know, in the halls of Congress. Congress, how did Mark Twain describe it? Congress, that fine old benevolent institution for the helpless?
Exactly. And, you know, I don't believe anybody should be president after 72 years old. At 62, you can get Social Security. At 72, you're already almost halfway. You're in the horizontal box almost. You're almost going to the horizontal box. I mean, these people are crazy. Yeah. You don't want to run after 72 years old. I mean, come on. Your brain's going down. Come on. They need to have a federal law. 72, that's it. You can't be a president after 72 years old. If you're already in the presidency at 72, fine. All joke.
Tom, we got to let you go.
Michael, thank
you,
man.
Take a commercial break.
Day.
We've got one final call that we're going to take on the last segment of our program today, so stay tuned.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
So that insulation kind of works in both directions, for and against you. Okay, we have two callers left on the line. I'm going to try and get through both of them, starting with Fred in Iowa. Aloha, Fred. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, in dialectic, but I'm 82. Can I speak?
Yeah.
I'm 82 years old. The tallest building we have in my town is four stories, and to take care of overpopulation, I don't know if four stories would kill me outright. It might maim me. But anyhow.
Oh, I see. I see where you're going. Well, you know, I mean, you didn't strike me as that kind of individual. And, you know, population control at the individual level is never going to work anyway because, you know, of the birth rates in here. But, again, we know that various government programs, including the United Nations, are covertly sterilizing women. And I understand their thinking that this is somehow necessary, but I definitely disagree with it. And I'm sorry, maybe that's because I'm a humanist. And
well, RV, can I talk?
Yes.
On RVN's homepage, is America in her final days? Will America be here the next year, next decade? And that has nothing to do with religion. I would suggest you read the whole damn thing and then scroll down to an article on the left. This is by Paul Craig Roberts. Obsolete left-right paradigm stifling masses awakening. Read that, and then you'll understand the Hegelian dialectic, which you do not and don't want to know it, but give it a go anyhow.
Actually, I do understand the Hegelian dialectic here. Fred, we're running out of time. I'm going to switch over to Slim in Canada. Slim, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Wow, that was interesting.
Yes.
Sorry. Hey, Mike, I called earlier, and I'm just here to call back because I... the reason why I called mostly is because, as I was said before, there's a lot of fires happening in Lebanon, and what mostly saddened me was there was a video that's going viral amongst the Lebanese population that's of foreigners that are Lebanese, you know, people that are refugees in Lebanon, filming the stuff happening and laughing and celebrating while people's homes are being burned down. This isn't these are wildfires, but these are mostly like, like residential areas, people's homes and, you know, a lot of infrastructure that's being lost and burned down, unfortunately.
Well, and, it is unfortunate, and having been through a house fire myself in my youth, I can empathize with what they're going through. Okay, there's the music.
Thank you, Mike,
for the call, Slim. We're going to let you go. Stay tuned for John Stadmiller. I'm sure he's got lots of interesting things to share with you, like the current temperature in Santa Claus, Indiana. And again, spread the word of RBN. Spread the word of WhatReallyHappened.com. Thank you for all the contributions and support, and especially the warm clothing that you've been sending on in. So we'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff. Almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-877-877. 928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.